heard the most extraordinary thing on the radio today.
I know. Rubinstein's torrid survey of the Chopin mazurkas took all my strength not to turn the car around, drive home, and ravish my wife.
That Daphne is one lucky lady.
No, I was referring to the fact that Maris has been released on bail.
Oh, yes, of course, she's still under house arrest till her murder trial. Poor thing. Has to wear an electronic tracking device on her ankle. And she can't keep the press off her back. They're printing the most vicious stories about her.
I saw one of those. Is it true that she fired one of the gardeners because she found a worm on the front walk?
Well, to be fair, Maris has always been frightened and disgusted by them.
It's just a stupid worm.
No, I'm talking about gardeners.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Dad. Why don't you pull up a chair?
Oh, thanks.
You're looking sharp. Oh. I don't think I've ever seen this jacket.
Well, that's because I don't wear it too often. But, you know, sometimes when I do, I find all kinds of junk in the pockets. It's like I'm putting on a time capsule or something. Well, here's something from the world of yesterday.
Dear God, Dad, that's my home insurance payment. I asked you to mail this 3 months ago.
Oh, geez, I'm sorry, Frey. But you see what I mean about the jacket? I can still see him giving me that envelope.
No wonder my agent's been calling me. My policy's probably been canceled. Yes, Jim Sundquist, please. Yeah, Jim, it's Fraser Crane. Yes, I know. I've just discovered that myself. Listen, how much to renew? What? Well, I'm going to have to think that over. Right, I'll call you. Thanks, Jim. Scandinavian shyster, cold-hearted, glad-handed, highway robber, phony, big-tooth, smiling, son-of-a-bitch insurance man! Not you, Jim. Love to Marie. Damn, I'm gonna have to pay twice as much.
Well, why don't you just find another insurer?
Oh, you know who you should talk to? Ann Hodges.
Oh, Ross, have you lost your mind? I never want to see that woman again.
Who is she?
Oh. It's a friend of Roz's. We had a stunningly bad day during which my behavior was less than chivalrous.
You ate her ravioli, then hit on another woman in the same restaurant.
Which I concede was less than chivalrous.
Well, the least you could do is throw her some business. She just did mine. She did a great job, and she can rush this through for you. Here you go. Here's her card.
You should be covered, Fraser. God forbid something happens. A pipe bursts or Dad screws up again. Remember the great bacon fire of 98?
Suppose spending 10 minutes with a woman won't kill me. Oh, for God's sake, Jim, hang up already! Well, this is me. Thanks again for holding the elevator, Caroline.
Well, you did throw your briefcase into it.
Yes, yes, well, you'd be surprised how many people just kick it back out and then push the close button. You know, maybe I could repay you by taking you to dinner some evening.
Yeah, I'd like that. How about next Monday?
Perfect. Why not stop by my place first for a drink? Around 6 o'clock?
That sounds good.
Great. Thanks again, and sorry about the briefcase. And you might want to put some ice on that ankle.
Hi, Fresh.
Hi, Dad. What have you got there?
Oh, I made a sandwich with some of your cold chicken in there.
Also known as quail. Maybe you could get a plate before you start dripping mayonnaise all over the place?
Oh, relax. I'm almost done.
Oh, and by the way, until this home is insured once again, there will be no more barbecuing or deep frying.
Does that include the hot plate in my bedroom?
Since when do you have a hot plate?
Well, since I finally figured out how to plug it in. In just one outlet, I have my TV, aquarium, clock radio, and that old space heater.
This will unplug everything.
Hello, Fraser.
Hello, Anne. Please, won't you come in? This is my father, Martin Crane.
Oh, hi. I've heard all about you. Fraser and I used to go out.
Oh. Well, I'll be in my room.
So, this is kind of weird, huh?
Yes. I hope that your being here means that you've forgiven me.
Well, I was pretty steamed after that date, but my shrink helped me work through the rage. Good thing he didn't walk in front of my car on the street for the first few weeks there. I would have just gotten out and given you a good kick.
Well, and I would have deserved one, too. Here, then let me take your coat. You're going to want to take a look around the place before you write up the policy.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, this guy looks like my ex. I'm just kidding. He wasn't black.
Can I get you something to drink?
Oh, just a glass of water, but I'll get it. I want to see your kitchen. Wow, schmancy. And so clean. You know, there's a homosexual couple that lives in my building, and their kitchen is like a pigsty compared to yours. Whoops! Spoke too soon. Someone dripped a little bit of mayonnaise.
And?
Boy, who'd have thunk a little mayo on the floor could end up breaking your leg?
So, how's that cost feeling?
Okay. I'm worried about my apartment, though. It's a fourth floor walk-up.
Oh, dear. Well, is there a friend or a family member we could call to come and get you?
No, just my mom, and she lives in Portland.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh? What's that supposed to mean? If you screwed anything up, I will sue you, Blue Buddy Boy!
No, it's nothing. The bulb burned out.
Oh.
Now let's find you a pair of crutches.
Okay.
Watch it on the turns there, Doc. Precious cargo. I hope you enjoyed your sandwich. It may end up costing me my apartment.
You think she'll sue you?
Oh, come on, Dad. She's an insurance woman. If anybody knows anything about milking money out of an injury, it's her.
Well, won't your insurance cover
her? I have no insurance.
Oh, my. Well, you know what? Why don't you just try to get on her good side, pay all her expenses, maybe throw in a private nurse for a few days?
Well, that's good. But she's too dangerous to be left to her own thoughts right now. I think we've got to try the personal approach. I tell you what, why don't we invite her to spend a few days recuperating in our apartment?
Oh!
Friends do not sue friends.
Oh, my pits are barking already.
Anne, listen, Dad and I were just talking. We thought maybe you should just stay at our place until you get used to your crutches.
Really?
Sure, that's what friends do.
Thanks. Well, I'll call my super and have him send over some clothes and my trumpet and we're good to go.
You play the trumpet?
Oh, I just started. It's really hard. Hey!
Oh, sorry! Damn it, Frasier. I just walked in on your insurance lady taking a sponge bath.
Dear God, which sponge?
A small one. In the longest 2 days of my life.
Well, what do you think? It's been a vacation for me. I have cooked her meals. I have massaged her feet. I've also applauded wildly to her trumpet rendition of Froggy When a Courtin'. But I have won her over. There will be no discussion of a lawsuit tomorrow when I send her a packin'.
Oh, hey, hi, Oz. Frasier. Hey, Dad. Brace yourself. Hmm? I finally got around to returning your escargot clamps.
Oh. Oh, thank you, Niles.
Oh, that's what those are. I've been using them to pull ticks off Eddie's coat.
Sherry? Oh, please. Yes, thank you. I have Maris news. Hmm? She's auctioning off some of her things to help pay for her defense. She's letting me come by first to claim anything I want. Well, this is my chance to seize and destroy my boudoir painting.
What's that?
Oh, well... Years ago, Maris and I got the idea in our heads to commission portraits of a, well, a quasi-erotic nature.
Dear God. Continue.
Well, Maris is depicted as a doe-eyed wood nymph, while in my painting, I am the satyr Pan. A louche, sybaritic goat man with a depraved appetite for all things sensual.
Oh, I forgot to lock that door. Your dad sure got an eyeful.
Yes, bumbling old man. I'm terribly sorry.
Well, no birthday gift for him this year. He's had it. Hi, Niles.
Hello, Anne. It's so nice to see you. I'm sorry I can't stay.
You're leaving? always leaving.
Oh, just lately. Bye.
Bye-bye, Niles.
Well, wait till you see what I've made you for dinner this evening. Your favorite, mac and cheese with sliced hot dogs.
Oh, you keep pampering me this way. It'll be hard to go home next month.
Next month?
Well, let's cross our fingers. My bones tend to knit slowly.
Aren't you afraid to leave your apartment untended for a whole month?
Not a problem. I just sublet it this morning to a girl from work. If she chips so much as one of my porcelain piggies, I'll sue her six ways to Sunday.
I'm gonna beat her to death with one of her crutches. I can show you how to make it look like an accident.
Here is everything. I tell Mrs. Crane you are here.
Thank you, Marta.
Wow. Maybe I can find something nice for Ronnie here. This whole Anne thing is getting practically living over there.
Look at this fancy back scratcher.
No, that's not exactly what it is. Every winter, Maris would fly down to the private island her family owns in the South Pacific. On Christmas, she'd let the native children come by and fish coins from her fountains.
Oh, some kind of coin scooper, huh?
No, it's a stick with a claw on the end of it in case any of the children got too close to her. I found me. Daphne, avert your eyes. Get this thing wrapped up and into my trunk.
Oh, jeez. How could you stand to look at yourself like that?
I never had to. It was in Maris's bedroom. Marta, tell Maris we'll be back to say goodbye.
Yes, Dr. Crane.
Thank you.
You were right, Mrs. Crane. They take the painting right away. Now drink your protein shake. You have a long trip ahead of you.
Oh, very good, Mrs. Crane. You drink a lot. What? Too much? Okay. Oh, here they come.
I can't tell you.
Can we leave now? This place gives me the chills.
It was designed to. Just let me say goodbye to Maris and we'll
doctor,
be
on. Our... Doctor!
What is it, Marta?
I don't find Missy Crane. I go up to her room and all there is this note.
Dear God. She says she doesn't believe she can get a fair trial and she can't face life in prison. So she's going to hurl herself off the state senator Harry R. Burton bridge. Marta, when was the last time you saw Maris?
Just before you come.
Then we can still catch her.
Well, don't panic. She still has that tracking device. The cops will stop her.
Yes, but if we can catch her, maybe I can talk her down.
Perfect, Missy Crane. I put the tracking bracelet behind the painting, just like you say. The workman will take you in a minute. What? Okay.
Fraser, I'm glad I caught you. Did you just get home?
No, I've been here a while. Can't bring myself to go in. Not with her in there. She's getting better.
Look, I did you a favor. My lawyer threw up this document. Releases you from all liability if you can just get Anne to sign it.
Oh, Ross, there's no way I'm going to get her to sign this.
But I have a better plan. I've just booked passage for her and her mother on a 2-week cruise to Alaska. That way, I'll get her out of my home, but she'll still feel like we're friends.
Hmm. Not a bad idea. Good luck with that.
Thank you. Roz, I've been meaning to ask you, how did you ever become friends with Anne? I mean, she's not really your type, is she?
Oh, we're not really friends. I rear-ended her in 1989.
I say divorce him and take him to the cleaners. When you play with someone's heart, you deserve to pay big time. My ex sure did. Yes, he's still living in his van, and he's lucky I let him keep that. Listen, I gotta go. My bunny's home, and he's looking so handsome. Okay, I'll call you later. You! Alaska!
Oh, the tickets arrived.
You bet they did. I just called my mother and she's thrilled.
Well, I'd hoped she would be.
She can't believe that you're taking me to Alaska.
You told her I was taking
Don't
you.
Don't worry. I told her your intentions were honorable, but they better not be.
Anne.
You know, I've been wondering all week, why is Fraser keeping me here? He could have just sent me home with a nurse. But then I got these and I figured it out. You've got a thing for me. Well, I've got news for you, Romeo.
You hold that thought while Bunny goes and pours himself a big old glass of wine.
Caroline.
Hi, Fraser. Am I early?
Who are you?
Just a neighbor.
Is our date still on?
Date?
No. Since we made our plans, Caroline, I've met someone else.
Me, so beat it.
Fraser?
Just go.
Quite the tomcat. I don't know what I'm gonna do with you.
I don't know what I'm gonna do with you either.
Hey, Bunny, what's this?
It's nothing, just some work stuff.
It's got my name on it. It's a liability release. Oh my gosh, you think I'm gonna sue you?
No.
So that's why you've been so nice to me. Because you're afraid of a lawsuit. So this whole romance was just a fake.
No.
You were leading me on.
No, never.
Well, I've got news for you. Nobody plays with my heart. I should sue you.
Look, I realize that you're angry now, Bunny.
You're Bunny. I'm calling a lawyer.
All right, fine. Go ahead and sue. I am fed up with this charade. This was an accident. I have cared for you. I have waited on you. I have pumiced your heels and set your hair. Well, if that's not enough for you, so be it. I don't care anymore. I will not beg. You can take me to the cleaners, but you cannot take my dignity.
Okay. See you in court.
Oh, dear God, please, no. Please. No. No, please. Please don't sue me. My things. My beautiful, beautiful things. I love them so.
Are you crying?
No.
Gross. Fraser, pull yourself together. I'll sign your stupid paper.
You will?
God, to think I had a thing for you. Can I pick him or what?
Thank you, Anne. I'm sorry I'd had to come down to all this legal business. If it were up to me, I would tear up this piece of paper and forget everything that's happened here. And here. Here.
Yes, officer, we're headed east on Highway 61 toward the bridge. Do you have a read on her tracking bracelet yet? They say she just passed exit 29.
We just passed exit 29. I don't see anyone ahead of us.
Suppose we passed her?
There is a car behind us.
Pull over immediately.
We're a cop. What do we do?
Pull over immediately.
We don't have time for this. We need to get to the bridge.
According to our tracking device, your wife's in this vehicle.
But that's absurd.
And she's his ex-wife.
Oh, no, the purse is here.
Open the trunk, sir.
Look, please. There's an item of a very personal nature in there. If you could just keep the media away.
Now.
See? No, Maris. Oh, be careful with that. That's what I didn't want you to...
Oh, jeez.
What the hell is that?
It's Pan, the satyr. A minor god of mischief, debauchery, and fornication.
That's what our son would look like if I were a goat.
There's your tracking device right there.
Chikandas?
Well, you have your bracelet. I guess I'll just take my painting.
So. Sorry, sir. This is evidence.
No, don't, no, no.
So, I shipped myself to our private island where, like dear Uncle Julius, I will be immune from extradition. Thank you all and forgive me. Best regards, Maris. P.S. Big ups to all my homies in lockdown. Stay black, cell block D.
So, you were the decoys. It's ingenious.
How'd she get the tracking bracelet off?
Apparently, she swallowed a salt tablet to make her ankles swell right before they fitted her, and then when the swelling went down, the bracelet just slipped right off.
So that's it. No more Maris.
Strange to think I'll never see her again.
She was a pain, but she was a character.
Well, then, let's drink a toast to her. Well, it's just a drop left.
Well, it's perfect. I can't think of a more fitting toast.
There we go.
To Maris.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Oh, my. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Good night, everybody.